Section 3. You will hear a discussion between two students, David and Jane, and their tutor, Dr. Wilson, about their group research project into local history. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen to the first part of the conversation and answer questions 21 to 26.
Hello, David, Jane.
Hello.
Hi.
So, how's the local history project going? Are you making good progress?
Yes and no.
Oh?
Well, we anticipated problems of various kinds. None of the group has much experience of collaborating on projects. But we spent some time discussing how to go about it and thrashed out what seemed a useful approach. But it seems that Jane and I are the only ones actually following the plan. That's meant that the whole project has been lacking coordination, and so we've fallen behind our schedule.
I see. That's tricky.
Yes, it is. We felt that the targets had been defined, so we'd all know what to deal with. But looking back, we probably should have really specified individual responsibilities. As it is, we only have a loose sense of what should be done by who.
Well, this is quite a common problem, actually. I take it that you've had enough group meetings, so you're looking for an effective solution. If you go to the Resource Center, I think you'd find the advice service they provide there helpful at this point.
Thanks. We'll go there later.
On a specific note, I think we've got carried away with recruiting people to interview at the expense of building up the reference section, which I don't think is going to be solid enough. Do you think that'll be a major problem?
I'd have to see how much is there to be sure. But, well, you'll have to be pragmatic at this point, I think. What you'd better do is ensure your methodology is really strong, so at least you can't be faulted on that front. Then, if people challenge your results, at least you've carefully reported how you reach them. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
So?
Yes, I think one resource in relation to that we haven't exploited as fully as we might is the internet. I've taken a lot of journals off the library shelves to go through, but actually there are websites where you can call up lists of approaches or data sets really quickly.
I think that's a good idea, yes.
Now you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen to the rest of the conversation and answer questions 27 to 30.
Now, let's think about the field trip and at least make sure that goes as well as possible. You're going to Cambridge on the 22nd.
The Monday, yes.
It's quite soon now.
And in the morning, you'll be travelling and then getting settled into the hotel.
Uh-huh.
But you need to get down to work after lunch, of course. Now, I've arranged for you to have a look at some useful visual material, especially photographs and old magazines and newspapers, which is included in an exhibition at the library in the university.
That sounds like a good starting point.
There's quite a lot on show, so that'll occupy most of the afternoon. Then the following morning, I want you to go and talk to someone in the city library. His name's Jarvis Gregson. He works in the education section there, and he's an expert on the area's history. Don't, of course, forget to take a tape recorder with you, so that you can record what he tells you.
Mm-hmm. And to have our questions ready.
Indeed. Okay, and the afternoon's free for you to wander around, get the feel of the place.
Do some sightseeing.
As you wish. It's a beautiful city. Mm. But it's back to work on Wednesday morning. Concentrate on the central area and walk around methodically. You'll have the plans I'm getting ready for you from different periods, and your task is to compare those with the makeup of the city today. Make notes on how different kinds of shops and businesses have grown up, what's gone, and so on.
I hope the weather's good.
Yes, and in the afternoon, I want you to think about producing your own records, along the lines of the ones in the city library's archives. The history of the castle is very important to the city's development, so use a camera to get some pictures that reflect that, if you can, showing it in relation to the buildings and spaces around it.
We'll try. And when do we travel back?
That's up to you. You can either decide to...